Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 511 of the Big Boo Cast. 'Tis the season for college football, and that is what Melanie and I are going to talk about for a huge portion of this episode. She went to College Station this past weekend. I was here in Birmingham. We watched a lot of football. We have a lot of things to say about it. So you'll hear all about that on this episode. We also talk about my sister's birthday dinner from this past weekend and some questions Melanie has about the appropriate footwear for men in shorts. It's a far-reaching discussion this week. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is our September Southern Living episode. And then in the month of September, we have an episode coming up with our friend Annie Downs. We have our annual Fall Festival episode that's always so fun to talk through the stuff we're looking forward to with fall, and our live Q&A. Be sure to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And as always, thank you so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 511. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, this was just a 33-minute catch-up before we recorded, so it was actually really short.
It was.
It was brief.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I felt like we had to hold in. I feel like we both have a lot of football-related thoughts.
I was really trying because
And so it's like we had to save them, you know? Like we had to, we couldn't get it out because we have to save it for the podcast.
I have so many thoughts and feelings, some of them very positive, some of them more negative than I'm willing to communicate on the podcast.
Same.
Just because, you know, everybody's made in the image of God and whatnot, but.
Yeah. Yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. Let me just start here.
Uh-huh.
I understand that the Mississippi State Bulldogs were playing Louisiana Monroe this past Saturday night. I understand what we were up against in terms of not a top 25 team, right?
Yes.
But for the first time in my life, and I'll remember this for the rest of my life. For the first time in my life, Mississippi State played a whole half of football, Melanie.
Yes.
We had zero turnovers. We had zero penalties. We scored 41 points. We were not on the receiving end of any sacks.
Wow.
It was as close to a perfect game. The fact that we didn't have any penalties in the first half of the first game of the season might well be a miracle. We normally like to go for 11 or 12 penalties in the first half. But there was something about this past Saturday night for the Bulldogs. Again, I know that we were playing Louisiana Monroe.
Yeah.
Who gave it all they had, and not to take anything away from them, but it's not, we weren't playing Georgia, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I was so encouraged.
Yes, as you should be.
I was so encouraged by Kamario Taylor and his leadership and all the different people who caught the ball and ran the ball, and it just felt like a disciplined effort. And that has not always been my experience when I watched the Bulldogs, particularly in the first game of the season. So I was really proud of them. And you know, then the starters got to come out second half. We did have 8 penalties in the second half. Oh, we also didn't punt in the first half. We never punted the ball.
Wow, that's impressive. That's an impressive half of football.
I know. I was so delighted to see them come out and play like that and to score points. That was glorious. Because as you know, there would have been years where we would have probably won that game regardless, but we would have done it like 14-13.
Yes.
Or 7-2. You know, we always like when we at least allow a safety. So I don't know. It was a lot of fun, and I was really proud of the Bulldogs. And they also had 762 yards yards of total offense, which was a record for the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
So that, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations on a great opening game. I felt like I said before we went to our game, I said, I have to remember that I never think we look good the first game of the season.
And I thought about that when I would check in on your game. I thought, Melanie never thinks they look good. She always says, I have some questions or I have some concerns. Always.
And this year is no exception is what I'm going to say. I will say, I think the Coach Mike Elko halftime speech continues to be a barn burner because we were significantly better.
It's
in the
a momentum shifter, I feel
it
like.
Is. It is, which I prefer because we have had coaches in the past where I felt like we went to the locker room at halftime and they said, that's good enough.
You know?
So I appreciate, because Gully and I felt like when Coach Elko came leading the team back out of the tunnel at half, she said, I'm going to tell you that Big Mike's not happy. And you could just see it on his face. And so I felt like we made some adjustments. But I will say the first half gave me some concerns, specifically about our offensive line. But also, you know, there again, lots of new names, lots of new things. You're just, you know.
Don't you think, like, if you have transferred in to A&M and, you know, you've been playing somewhere else, but you come to A&M and your first game there is a night game. And, I mean, I would personally, I think, find that to be a little overwhelming.
That's, I said, when 54 had like two different false starts, I was like, oh, he's excited. You know what I mean? Like your adrenaline and you're going and like everybody's rowdy. And because I do think because it was a night game, everybody was, you know, it was hyped up. So, I mean, I think, you know, first half is you're figuring stuff out. You're in a real game situation. So we'll see. But I will say first game of the season is no exception for me every year. I'm like, we'll see, you know?
Yeah. Always. So, I have some questions.
And like, and we got to, you know, figure it out because September, I mean, next week we have Arizona State, then we have Kentucky, then we have LSU. So it's like, we got to get this train on the tracks is what I'm saying.
Now, I stayed home this weekend because I typically do not go to games in September unless it is some momentous event in the history of my alma mater because it's too hot. And I know that you went to the game and you were in College Station. I don't know if you've seen any footage from any of our friends at the University of South Carolina this past weekend, but apparently that was the hottest of all. I mean, every game looked burning up hot to me, but apparently that won the prize. And I saw a video of a guy who was sitting in the stands after the game was over, and he looked absolutely exhausted. And he was like, there were women, there were older women all around, like falling out. Like, I saw a video of a young mom who was trying to breastfeed. I don't know if she was at the Georgia game or the South Carolina game, in one of those little metal things that you can walk into and breastfeed. But the air wasn't working. And she had taken she said she had a $4 cup of ice and she was hanging on for dear life in there trying to, you know, do her breast pump. But I don't know if we need to push this back a couple of weeks. Like, it feels like this past weekend, I was like, at some point, are we going to say, this is not wise.
It
was 120 degrees on the field in Tuscaloosa. Like, at some point.
Oh, my gosh.
We just, maybe not 120, maybe it's 112.
Yeah, but still.
But that's hot. Like, at some point, I just feel like people are playing loose and fast with life to go sit out there for, you know, 3 hours.
If there's anything I get so tired of, it's meal planning. But here's the thing, Hungry Root means not having to think about food logistics and meal planning and what do I need to buy at the store on top of everything else during the back to school madness and fall days when you would rather be focused on other things. Hungry Root plans your meals for the week, so it fills your cart, it delivers everything you need right to your door to eat healthy every day. It takes into account your health goals, your dietary preferences, your budget to curate a custom delivery for you every week. And then Hungry Root learns your taste and dietary needs over time, so it tailors your deliveries accordingly. So if you have a favorite, it knows that that's your favorite. If you note an ingredient to avoid, like gluten or dairy, it stays on your block list. Meal planning has never been so simple, and it just is one more thing that you can check off your list that you do not have to think about. You're going to love Hungry Root as much as we do. For a limited time, get 40% off your first order, plus get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/bigboo and use code BIGBOO. That's hungryroot.com/bigboo, code BIGBOO, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. Now, I will say that College Station, first of all, it was a night game. So the benefit of my seats, now listen, the birds are going to fly lower than I am in my seats, but I'm always in the shade. Even by 11:15 a.m., my seats are in the shade. So 6 o'clock, and here's the other thing. So we went, our situation was a little different because Gully and her husband John and Big and I rode to the game together. Now, here's the deal. When you ride to the game with Big, he and Honey, their parking spot is closer to the stadium than I feel like Coach Elko's probably is.
Sure.
Like, you literally pull up. And then Big had gotten us passes to the Letterman's Lounge because, you know, Big played football. Mm-hmm. So we walked straight from our premium parking spot to the air-conditioned Letterman's Lounge.
Which is a fine way to start a game day experience.
Listen, it was delightful. We had a ranch water. We sat and watched football on all the big screen TVs in the air conditioning, hung out, visited, all of that. And then the other benefit is when you're in the Letterman's Lounge, when about 30 minutes before kickoff, you get the express elevator that takes us up to our seats. So what I'm going to tell you with something I never thought I could say is that on September 5th, 2026, I did not even break a sweat at that football game. I know.
That is impressive. That's a congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
See what the Lord has done for you.
He really did.
It encourages us that he might do the same.
That's what I'm saying. Because by the time we got up to our seats, and then it was like there was a nice breeze. It was shady. It was great. So I know that that was not everybody's situation. And had we had to tailgate like normal, of course we would have wanted to die. Because the humidity was approximately 172%.
Well, see, and I didn't realize that y'all didn't tailgate because when I saw the very cute picture of you and Gully that Honey posted of y'all before you went to campus,
the game.
But I thought Melanie Schenkel is so much braver than I am to wear that denim shirt because the back of that shirt would have been wet if I had worn it and tailgated, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
And so now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
That's right. And I will say that denim shirt is more of a tensile material, so it is very lightweight. It's not actually denim, you know? But yes, I would have done a different situation had I thought we were going to be out walking around Aggie Park tailgating for sure. But I knew we were just going to be living, you know, the high life in the Letterman's Lounge. Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you. We're so excited for you.
It was delightful. So we had a great time. Kyle Field, you know, night game, first game of the season. There were 107,000 people there. It was rowdy. It was loud. We've added some fireworks around the top of the stadium, which I felt like was an excellent addition.
Okay.
To the game day experience. I thought everything, they said we had some new concession stand options. I didn't personally see those. I'm sad to report we are still serving Pepsi products. So that continues to be, you know, a black X on the situation.
Yeah, it really is.
But we did have, when we were at the game, we had these little boys sitting behind us. And, you know, Gully loves kids, and kids love Gully. And there were these little boys, and they were 7 and 9. One of them, it was his seventh birthday the next day. And the dad had brought them with just the boys. They were in their Aggie jerseys. And the dad was like, this is their first Aggie game. And Gully was like, how is it? And the guy, the little 9-year-old, he's like, best day of my whole life. And so Gully would be like, she would like turn around, like when we do something, she'd be like, let's get loud. And they would get loud and like high five and all this stuff. But I kept hearing the dad, like during the game, he kept saying, we're leaving after the third quarter. We're leaving after the third quarter. Like just, he was preparing them, you know, like, hey, we're leaving after the third quarter. So the third quarter, the little boys kept going, how much more time? And he was like, 3 minutes and then we're leaving. So the third quarter ends and the dad's like, come on, we're going. Well, fourth quarter at Kyle Field, I mean, it goes dark. So yes. Like they turn off all the lights, sirens start going off, flashing, the fireworks start going off. And so the dad is starting to, and you hear this little boy out of nowhere go, "Oh my gosh." And the dad was like, "Okay, we're staying 2 more minutes." One thing I've noticed about prioritizing health is that it's usually not one massive change, but it's small things that add up each day. So it's a little extra protein, it's supplements, it's that extra workout, because the real health isn't built from one perfect decision. It's from small intentional choices. And that's why I love Branch Basics, because if you're already putting thought into what you eat or how you move and the habits you build each day, a natural next step is to look at the products you bring into your home and whether or not they are truly safe for your family and your pets. For so many of us, if you're like me, you just grab whatever cleaning product is under the sink and you don't think about it. But now we know that so many conventional cleaning products contain harmful chemicals and things that we don't want in our houses. And Branch Basics makes it easy to rethink what we've been doing. Their entire cleaning system is built around one powerful plant and mineral-based concentrate that replaces multiple conventional cleaners throughout your home. You simply dilute the concentrate with different ratios of water depending on what you're cleaning, whether that's countertops or bathrooms, glass or more, using their refillable bottles, and you're ready to go. The Schumann Safe formula is made without harmful chemicals or fragrances that can end up in more conventional products. It's safe for use around kids and pets and babies. They make it easy to find the right kit for your home and your cleaning routine. The surface cleaning kit starts at just $25 with our code, covers all your everyday surface cleaning needs. The home essentials kit adds laundry detergent and dishwasher tablets. And the ultimate cleaning kit includes their fan favorite Oxygen Boost, a powerful bleach alternative used to tackle tough stains, brighten whites, and more. Branch Basics allows me to breathe a little easier knowing what I am bringing into my home. Branch Basics is available at Target, Target.com, and Amazon, and BranchBasics.com. And for the premium starter kit, you'll get 15% off at BranchBasics.com with code BIGBOO. That's code BIGBOO for 15% off the premium starter kit at BranchBasics.com. After you purchase, when they ask where you heard about them, please mention the Big Boo Cast. It was fun being there. We had a great time. I am going to need... I'm glad I'm not going back next weekend to our 11 a.m. game.
Oh,
no.
That would be a lot.
That is a lot. But I got there. So Gully and I drove up on Thursday because we were going to take Honey to Houston to look for her grandmother of the groom dress.
Yes.
So Jackson, Gully's oldest, is getting married in February. And so Honey has been concerned about her dress situation. And listen, we got to Honey's and you know it's the season is on because she had brownies, she had chicken salad, she had pimento cheese, she had her homemade sweet pickles.
What a time.
It was a time. And listen, those homemade sweet pickles are so delicious. Like I could eat the whole jar of them. So we were so happy to be there. We got there. We decided we're going to get up Friday morning, drive to Houston, because my friend Jen, who listens to the podcast, I had messaged her and she said, "Do not sleep on Dillard's at the Galleria."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, that feels like a great suggestion.
I feel like do not sleep on Dillard's, period, is really good counsel. I mean, in an era where department stores are lacking, I feel like Dillard's continues to come through. It really does.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. And I think you forget about Dillard's because I think everybody's like Nordstrom and Macy's and all that stuff. But I think Dillard's, because I'm going to tell you that we left College Station at 9 o'clock. We got to Dillard's at the Galleria. It was about 10:45. Now, when we pulled in, it's right next to the Galleria. I was like, is this Dillard's closed? Because the parking lot was empty. There were like these heavy metal garage doors that were everywhere. I was like, is it shut down? And then we realized it doesn't open till 11. I know. Did you know that? That a lot of retail stores don't? I didn't know that because I don't really, you know, I mean, I'm never out that early. So sure, I wouldn't know. Sure.
Right. Yeah.
So, but I'm going to tell you that at 11 o'clock, those doors went up, cars started pulling into the parking lot, and we walked into probably the nicest Dillard's I've ever been in. It's 4 stories. The amount of merchandise was staggering. It was clean. The salespeople were friendly. There was no pre-chewed gum in the dressing rooms. I was
this is
a very different situation than the San Antonio Dillard's is what I'm going to tell you. Because we do have good merchandise, but it's all very crammed in.
Okay.
But this was like a luxury shopping experience. So We went in, we started pulling dresses for Honey. Honey didn't know what she wanted. And so, you know me, I touched everything in that store.
Yes, you did.
And I said, listen, you need to try this. You need to try this. I don't care if you don't think you like this on the hanger. You need to try this. You need to whatever. And so Honey was a gamer. She got in there. First three dresses she tried on, she loved every single one of them.
I'm so glad.
I know. So she ended up buying all three. I was like, just get them because then you can take them home and make a decision. Because, you know, sometimes you need to see them in your own house.
Yes, and your own light.
And yes, your own light and kind of with your own, you know, like different undergarments and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we did that. And then she found something for the rehearsal dinner. And then Gully ended up finding a real cute little like maroon game day dress at Dillard's. Honey found some shoes that she liked that we had to order a different size. But it was a great shopping experience. So kudos to Dillard's is what I'm going to say.
Well done.
Yeah. And there was one dress that I made Honey try, and she was hot and she was kind of tired of trying on dresses. And she came out and she had her head through the armhole and she was like, I don't even know how this works. And I was like, you know what? I think we're probably, I know you don't like this one anyway. So we're probably going to call it. We're going to say that's good. So, and then we went across the street to Neiman's. Gully found her dress at Neiman's. So that was a score because she wasn't really even expecting to really commit to a dress that day, but she found a perfect dress. We stopped at Tootsie's, which is a great little store, not too far away. And just kind of, they also had a great selection, but it told us that we were sold on what we had found.
Yes. That y'all had done well.
That's it. And so we drove back to College Station. We all took kind of a little power nap. And then we met the kids, Will and Caroline and a bunch of Will's friends. We met them at Chicken Oil Company for dinner. And had a burger, and then Will invited us back to his house for just a little get together.
Yes. Yeah. Let the children entertain. Listen, the old people.
It's been a long time since I've been in a house that a bunch of college guys live in.
Oh, listen.
I had stopped because I knew I didn't want to drink beer. And so I had stopped and bought myself a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc. And when we walked in, Will's roommate Jack was like, oh, I think we might have a wine glass. And he pulled out two mismatched wine glasses and a mason jar and was like, which one would you like?
What? Which one for the lady?
Yeah, that's it. So Gully and I both drank out of a mismatched glass. Caroline drank hers out of a mason jar. I'm going to tell you that their walls were bare except for a picture of the Last Supper that they have hanging on.
Okay. That may have been there when they moved in, honestly.
It might have been. I was like, this is so hilarious because you forget. I'd forgotten, you know, what that situation looked like. Nobody's real concerned with decor so much as functionality, you know?
No. Mm-hmm. You know, I never went in Alex's college house.
That was probably a good decision.
I know what my nervous system does in situations where I feel like maybe things have not been taken care of or maintained, you know? And I just felt like it was going to be better. I also get grossed out really easily, particularly when bathrooms are dirty.
Well, that's fair.
You know, I just felt like I'm going to let him have that experience all by himself.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's been a long time since I've been in a living room that consisted of three recliners and a couch. You know what I mean?
That's like, right.
Just mismatched. Gully was like, that's Big's old recliner right there. And I was like, oh, it sure is this big maroon leather chair, right?
But now if you ask any of those guys, I mean, this is a seminal moment in time for them. Like, they'll never live anywhere they love as much as this place where they're living right now.
Oh, no. The memories.
The memories, right? Unparalleled.
So this weekend I was out of town and I was at Honey and Biggs and I laughed because every morning we all had our AG1 bottles lined up because we all take our AG1 every single day because it makes the biggest difference in our immune health and in our gut health and in the way we feel and our energy, and we didn't want to start football season without it. And here's what I'm excited to tell you about today. AG1 has now built a full lineup. So no matter where you're starting from or how far you want to take it, there's something built for you. There's AG1 Essential Gummies, there's AG1 Next Gen, AG1 G1 Pro, different formats, different levels of support, but the same standard quality across all of it. So AG1 Essentials Gummies are for anyone who wants real daily nutrition without the powder and the blender and the complicated routine. This is for those of you who've said you wish that there was another way to do it. You can now with the Essentials Gummies. 50 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients in 8 gummies you can take anywhere. Then there's AG1 Next Gen, which is the daily health drink that started it all. This is what I take every single morning. It's 1 scoop and 8 ounces of liquid. And then now there's AG1 Pro, is Next Gen taken further. It has creatine in it. So I love this because I do my creatine anyway, and now it's easy to do it in one-stop shopping. It's built for people who are intentional about performance and longevity, who just want the most complete daily foundation that AG1 makes. Visit drinkag1.com/bigboo and save 20% on your first subscription order of the new AG1 Essentials Gummies, AG1 Next Gen, or AG1 Pro for a limited time. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. So then we go with the children to Northgate. We go to the chicken. I will say Gully and I laughed because we said the benefit of being moms on Northgate is we walked into the chicken, which was packed. And these real cute students were like, ma'am, we're not using this table if y'all want to sit here.
Oh, yeah, because you're elderly and you need to be seated.
They were worried about us breaking a hip in the chicken. So they offered us this table, and then we've got another table. And so then Will and all his friends came, and then Jackson and his fiance Callie showed up because they were driving in from Austin. So listen, we had a big time at the chicken. It's been several years since I've done that. It'll be several years since Gully said at one point, she said, I feel like we have you in a hostage situation.
Yeah. I mean, they kind of did, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't have a way to leave or you might have.
Yeah, I probably would have. But when we finally left, we got back to Honey's house, the three of us, about 1:30 in the morning. And Honey showed us her Ring doorbell footage the next morning of us coming in. And like I told you earlier, I look like I'd been in a fight with a raccoon. I was so hot.
You look like a raccoon actually kind of got in the back part of your hair. And scratched around a little bit. Yeah.
And I had so much. I had been spilled on. At one point, Will went to like pour beer from a pitcher into a cup and missed the cup, and it just went all through the slats of the table down my leg. So it's it's been a long time since I've been covered in beer and smelled like beer, but we had a great time. The kids, it was fun to see Will and Caroline because, as you remember, those two always fought like cats and dogs their entire childhood. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they had this sweet moment and Will was like, Caroline, I'm so glad you're out with us. This is fun. And Caroline was like, Will, I'm so glad we're here. And then we were telling Caroline's friend Megan about how they used to fight. And then Will and Caroline got in a fight right after that about whose fault it was that they used to get in a fight. And we were like, oh, we should have just let it go. We should have just left it alone. So anyway, big weekend. And then we, of course, had the game the next day. And so, but how glad are we that college football is back?
So glad. I woke up with a spring in my step Saturday morning. I was meeting my sister. Her birthday's today. And so we kind of celebrated this over the course of the weekend because I knew we would have to do this today. And David was going to be out of pocket today. And so, anyway, we got manicures and pedicures early Saturday morning. And then when I came home, I was like, and here we go. And listen, I ran in Publix before I came back home, and I was going to get some fried chicken. Publix has really good fried chicken.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't have any fried chicken ready. They had some tenders. And so I got a few tenders. But then they did have, and you're not going to love this, Melanie, but they did have just fried wings.
Oh, okay.
That were spicy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a box of those, and I just want people, I didn't know about these wings, and I'm not a huge wings fan, but they'll do in a pinch. Alex is a huge wings fan. Uh-huh. And so in what's a normal 8-piece fried chicken box, you get, I promise, 20 wings probably.
Oh, wow.
And they're fried to perfection, at least the ones were that we got. They were fried to perfection. They had a little bit of a kick. They were spicy. Mm-hmm. And they were delicious. They were so good. And so, anyway, I brought the chicken back, and I picked up some potato salad because I knew I was cooking on Sunday. And so I just settled in and watched, and Auburn had a much tougher time than I expected with Baylor.
They did. They really did. They really did by the skin of their teeth.
That was not what I was necessarily expecting to happen. No. And then we had the whole snafu with Michigan and Western Michigan, which nobody needs us to recount it or recap it, but I don't know. Feels a little bit like shenanigans may have been afoot. I don't know for sure. Who can
Let's
say?
Let's just say the Big Ten cheated. The Big Ten cheated. Somebody called in on the hotline. I'm saying it. I don't care. They did. That was dirty. That was dirty pool. And so, listen, I don't believe in karma, but if such thing, I don't think that's going to bode well for you, Michigan. And y'all have had enough troubles. And so I don't know yet why, but I feel like there was a hotline somewhere where somebody was like, help, we have to save Michigan to keep us relevant. And so somebody made a call in, and that's what happened.
But the thing that got me then afterwards was the storm in the field.
I mean, have some dignity is what I'm going to say. Have some dignity.
That was something else. I felt like just with that whole situation, I was like, well, we got out of the gate fast this year with college football.
We really did.
We didn't waste any time. Mm-mm. And by and large, I felt like the games that I watched were really entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes sometimes it's just it feels off or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I felt like in every game I watched, you felt like almost every there was at least one team that had brought their A game. But anyway, but I enjoyed it so much. Yeah. Enjoyed seeing everything and enjoyed following the developments of the day. I was so happy yesterday morning, Sunday morning. I woke up really early, mm-hmm. and I thought, "Oh, are we going to have the football final on the SEC Networks thing that they do?"
Oh, yeah.
Because on Sunday mornings they just run it like nonstop, just mm-hmm. like play it on a loop. And I love it. I love to drink my coffee or while I'm getting ready for church to watch that. And it was on and I was happy. And they have a fancy new set. And it looks much more like an ESPN production now than a...
Okay.
The studio looks so much bigger. I don't really know what they did. But they have a big screen behind them now. But I was so happy to watch that. And I don't know. You know, it's all pretty rosy when your teams are 1-0. So
that's it. Listen, mm-hmm. and the SEC pulled it out. I think 16-0 on opening weekend. So, I mean, I hate to say it. I felt like and I know they were playing the Texas State Bobcats, but I felt like the Longhorns looked good. I feel like the rumors of their demise have been greatly exaggerated.
I think that Arch Manning Kim Coleman combo could be potentially lethal. I really agree. I hate to say it, but and I was so sad when Kim Coleman left Auburn. But I thought, is this one of those situations where actually it's going to work out for him that he did? Yeah. I don't know.
And it appears that it did. And then, I felt like everybody survived the heat. I feel like opening weekend was great for a lot of people. I'm going to tell you who it wasn't great for was Dabo. It was tragic. It's tragic.
Now listen, this may be actually a really good time for us to get into some side eyes and some ICs.
Okay, let's do it. Let's go
explore these topics because I've mentioned at least two of my side eyes already. One side eye of mine goes to Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, don't tell me about some secret clock. Oh, we had a super secret clock that you don't know about.
That's going to haunt them forever. It's going to haunt them forever, just in terms of social media. That's going to be a joke that continues to play out over the course of some decades.
Yeah, I agree.
But Michigan, I'm going to side eye that Big Ten.
Yeah.
I have a side eye for the Heat. I feel like we've got to think through this thing. I don't know that you need any 11 o'clock kicks when it's this kind of hot.
Mm-hmm.
It feels reckless to me. But then my final side eye for the week was Clemson, and I was sad about it. I'm sad about Clemson being a side eye. I was so happy to watch Clemson. I was excited about the possibilities of Clemson, mm-hmm. but alas.
No, it's like we've taken what once was a proud, I was like, because that game, we got home in time to watch the second half because it was delayed because of weather. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I mean, y'all used to be respectable. You used to be more than respectable. I mean, you're a major football program, and to get beat this bad is mm-hmm. just, I feel like Dabo, I appreciate that you wanted to stand on principle that you weren't going to work with the portal and all that stuff, but that's not what college football is anymore. And like, it just, that is not working out for you. And it made me sad because I
it
was like,
it makes me sad.
I feel like you want other teams, you want a Clemson to be good, you know?
Absolutely. Yes. You love, I mean, like watching Clemson play, you know, kind of in their prime. I mean, that's a good time.
Yeah.
And I think, on one hand, you think, well, I mean, he has his beliefs about how it should be, but just because you think something should be a certain way doesn't mean that it is. And refusing to get on board with those changes, ultimately, I think it's to the detriment of your team and your university.
Mm-hmm.
And he has every right to try to do it how he thinks is best to do it. You know, he's the head coach. But I think what you saw was sort of in real time, but here are the consequences of that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree.
And it made me sad, too. And I think part of that sadness is just like, well, because it's very, very different. It's like I told you when I was looking up state players, trying to familiarize myself with everybody, one of the first things you see on their social media is who their agent is. Like, it's just, it's a different day.
It is.
But I think what's fair to the kids who decide that they want to play at Clemson or anywhere is to give them the best shot they have for success in the landscape that currently exists.
Yeah. So. Well, and it didn't help that I feel like their opening game, you know, they're trying to be the program with the most integrity, and then you're playing literally with the shadiest shade, the sketchiest of all sketch. Because LSU, get out of here. What are you doing? And that...
Is that one of your side eyes, by the way?
That is one of my side eyes, is LSU, the LSU Tigers. That whole thing looked like a circus. It looked like a circus. You got Livy Dunn and Theo Vaughn, and what is happening? And I just feel like you've just disregarded all rules of the game and integrity, and I don't understand what's happening. And I've always loved LSU. They've always been one of my teams that I just can't help but like.
Too.
And I'm going to tell you that Lane Kiffin has changed all of that for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I used to like Lane Kiffin. I didn't mind him at Ole Miss. I was like, whatever, Lane Kiffin, go whatever. But I'm like, he's turned it all into a three-ring circus. And I, for one, am not happy about it.
It does feel like, I think circus is a good word. It feels, it's very much the Lane Kiffin show. But really, anywhere he goes, it's the Lane Kiffin
show.
It
is, yeah.
But something about this felt different, and maybe it was just like the fervor, because you've got now the combination of a very vocal, dedicated LSU fan base, which has always been the greatest thing about that program.
Yeah.
But there's something about combining that with Kiffin that kind of makes me step back and go like, oh,
I agree.
And I think it's fun for a little bit to feel like you're the villain of the conference.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's long-term wisdom, though.
No, I don't know that it's sustainable. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's one of those where it's super hot, but it just feels like it also is very combustible to me. Like, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And listen, maybe it's going to be great. And we have to play them September 26th in Death Valley. And is that game circled on my calendar is a day that I'm going to have to take a nerve pill? It is. Because... I don't know about you, but one of the things I tend to do in the summer is I put off doctor's appointments because I don't want to mess with it, and it's summertime, but now it's fall, it's time to be a grown-up, and maybe the problem is you don't know what doctor to see or who you need to see. This is where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc lets you search and compare local and network doctors. They have more than 150,000 providers within 200-plus specialties across all 50 states. ZocDoc's website has tons of reviews from real patients and detailed doctor profiles to help you choose the right one. You can find all kinds of specialists no matter what your problem is. There is a doctor for you that you can find on ZocDoc, and it's free to use. Appointments happen fast, usually within 24 to 72 hours. Sometimes you can even score same day. Your health matters, and taking care of yourself shouldn't be complicated. Find and book the right doctor with ZocDoc. Head to ZocDoc.com/BigBoo to get started and check that appointment off your to-do list. That's ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. They did look good.
They looked so good. That's what I was going to say.
They looked great.
You can't take anything away from how they played, from how they looked. If that is the particular brand of Lane Kiffin magic, it's the ability to make a team where there was no team, you know, and I don't know how he does it, but my goodness, they look great. Sam Levitt looked like a whole Heisman situation. So
he did. And I laughed. Did you see the college football thing that said Sam Levitt? Because they were talking about like what he does to stay ready. He gets this amount of sleep and he does all these things or whatever. And they're like, Johnny Manziel used to roll up with a half thermos of Hennessy and hang 50 on you. And I'm like, he did. And that didn't work out long term for him, but I'm just saying, it's very different.
Hanging out of his mouth. Yeah.
He did in a Scooby-Doo costume. But, you know, to each his own.
Yeah. Different
everybody, mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. it. Everybody has their own thing.
That's right. So. That's right. In terms of ICUs, I do have some ICUs. Of course, no surprise that one of those for me is Kamario Taylor, Mississippi State's quarterback, who was one, just seems to just be a darling young man, but just so confident and effective and poised, all the things you want to see. I thought whatever program Jeff Levy and company have had him working in the offseason has been a good one. And also, I see you, Western Michigan. I see you. You're fighting hard. You're at the mercy of an entity much, much bigger and greater than you are. But my goodness, that would be when that would be a loss that would be hard to get past, I would imagine.
Yeah. I agree. They were on my list as well. My ICUs were to the Aggie defense, which for the first time since 1978 held held the opposing team to just 67 yards total. So
fantastic.
I mean, which is fantastic. And, you know, I love a good defense. Mm-hmm. So our defense played lights out. So I feel great about that. My other one was for Western Michigan. And also, I'm going to say Louisville because, listen, y'all played your hearts out and you never quit last night. And because we're recording this on Monday. And that game, I mean, somebody was going to lose. But when they drove back down the field to score the touchdown that tied it up, I was so impressed. I was sad that nobody really wanted to play defense in that game.
No, that was not the concern.
No.
The defensive part of the game last night was neither Ole Miss's nor Louisville's business.
Yeah, it really wasn't. They were not concerned.
They were there to score points.
That's right. And they did. And they scored. They scored a lot of points. So anyway, I saw at one point you could read Pete Golding, the Ole Miss's coach's lips at one point when Louisville scored again. And I thought, Pete, we all feel that for you.
Yes.
You know, we all feel it for you. So, but it was just, man, it's like everything you forget, like Instagram's better, TV's better, life is better with college football back.
What football does for social media cannot be underestimated.
That's the truth.
It makes it so much better. Just even to have the Mississippi State social media stuff this last few days about football, like just killing it. You know, it's glorious. I just want to gently side eye, if I could. This is preemptive.
Yes.
Pat McAfee, I need you to go ahead and settle down. And I'm not watching until I get word that he's settled down. So,
no, I agree with that.
Listen, you talk about a circus and you talk about somebody hijacking all the proceedings. That's what I feel like about that.
That's
and
it.
Just my kingdom for Chris Fowler. You know
that,
what I mean?
Yes. Uh-huh. Just like less is more. You know what I mean? Like, and you've got Saban up there and you've got Desmond and you've got all these voices and he's just hollering. Like he's just, and I'm like, you don't have to be the baby at every christening. You know what I'm saying? Like just... settle down.
I believe we might have a new catchphrase.
Listen, I'm going to tell you where that came from. Alice Roosevelt. How's that for a full circle moment? How's that for full circle?
How is Alice? I've thought of her often this past week.
Listen.
Just wondering what was going on with your reading and really so tickled by your newfound fascination with Alice.
I know. Listen, the book I've been reading, and a lot of people asked, and I did post it on Instagram, and we'll put it in the show notes this week. It's a true biography, and so it's a little dry, is what I'm saying. And it's a lot about Teddy Roosevelt and what's going on with him, and I'm like, just skip to Alice. So I'm powering through. But I have now found, and it will not surprise surprise you. And people have said it's fantastic. Somebody messaged me last week, a historical fiction novel based on Alice Roosevelt called American Princess.
Well, so there you goes know your that's, week.
That's, you know that's next on my list. Yeah. So that, I'm probably going to download that today and start reading that because I, you know, I love a historical fiction novel, but that's one of the things Alice used to say about her dad. He needed to be the bride at every wedding, the baby at every christening.
Well, listen, take heed, mm-hmm. Pat McAfee.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's listen too much, up. but I agree. I'm like SEC game day is delightful, but mm-hmm. ESPN, you just turn it on and I'm like, I don't need to. Why are you taking your shirt off all the time? Why are you yelling all the time? Like, just say, it's not your show, but no. He thinks it's his show.
I know. So I really am. I'm not watching it until I get word that he's settled down or gone.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. I'm sure ESPN is shaking in their boots. Oh, they're losing
no
two
doubt.
Of their viewers.
I know. Absolutely. Yeah. They suddenly someone just sat up and paid attention.
Did we just lose the 50-year-old demographic, female demographic?
Oh no. Okay. So I do want to tell you. So last week I did a big Costco order, as I tend to do. Usually I'll do two Costco orders a month mm-hmm. when I need, because I get my, here I'm about to over explain, but I like to get my butter there. There are just certain things that I like to come from Costco. And so one of the things that I have been on the lookout for, because as you know, Jimmy Dean discontinued the Jimmy Dean Delights spinach and bacon wraps that David ate once a day for 6 years. We had stockpiled some, but he got to the end of his stockpile at the end of August. And so, you know, we continue to be on a quest for the best frozen breakfast options. So one of the things that I ordered in my Costco order was these Kirkland. They're like something that I've seen at Starbucks. They're like these croissant sandwiches and it has bacon and an egg white and a piece of cheese. Anyway, they smell good when he cooks them in the air fryer and he says they're pretty delicious.
Oh, okay.
But I also thought, you know, I too need to put a little pep in my breakfast step. I just need a different something. I tend to flail a lot when it comes, you know. And so I got this cereal that I've seen on the Costco website several times. It's called Morning Summit Cereal. Now, let mm-hmm. me just say this. One, it's delicious. It's not there's some kind of like cornflake in there that's got feels like a little bit of like coconutty flavor to it, but not super sweet. Okay. But then it has pumpkin seeds. It has dried cherries, dried cranberries. Like it's got a lot of good crunchy stuff in this cereal.
Oh, not, I do like that.
Like you could almost put this cereal on top of yogurt, you know, like it's just a smidge removed from a granola.
Okay.
So I had some for supper one night because mm-hmm. I wasn't cooking. And so afterwards, I said, that was so good. And David said, what'd you eat? Because we had fixed something to eat at different points in time. And I said, I had some of that cereal. And he said, what cereal? And I said, that cereal I got from Costco. And he said, I know, but what's it called? And I said, just as plainly and confidently, I said, Memory Flakes. He said, what? I said, Memory Flakes. He said, I don't think there's a cereal called Memory Flakes.
It is. It's made by Brian Chalmers. It's Brian Chalmers' cereal of choice.
And I said, I think you may be right. I don't think it's called Memory Flakes. And I said, but then my concern is why was the first thing that popped in my head Memory Flakes? And then I could not think of the name of it for anything. No. So I had to go into the pantry. And so I'm screaming to the other end of the house, it's Morning Summit. Memory Flakes.
I don't know. Maybe you need some Memory Flakes. That may be the problem.
Uh-huh. But it is, by the way, it's kind of pricey. I thought it was two boxes because it was $14. It's one very big box.
But it's
not your average cereal, everybody. It's
okay.
And it's got, like I said, all the good crunchy things. It's very delicious. So big thumbs up on that.
All right.
But besides that, the only other thing that's happened is because my sister's birthday was today. I cooked birthday lunch for her and Barry yesterday.
Oh, what'd you end up making?
They came over for Sunday lunch, which I love to cook a Sunday lunch because, you know, you can do a little bit on Saturday. And then I I went to early church yesterday, and it was my day to read the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And I got strangled, like, up in front of the congregation.
Oh, no.
You know when
oh,
you get
no.
that tickle in your throat?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I've had it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, that's what happened to me yesterday at church.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. I recovered, but it was fine. When we got to the passing of the peace, Sally, who's our priest, who was preaching yesterday, she said, "You did great." And I said, "Well, I nearly strangled to death, but I'm fine. It's all okay." Anyway, so here's what I made for lunch. I did fish. I said I was gonna because I'd gotten a bunch of fish from Costco. And so I do this pan-seared fish recipe. I don't know. It's so good. It's just simple ingredients, a lot of lemon, butter, a little soy sauce. So good. And then I did a cream potato casserole. I did a squash casserole. I did some purple hull peas that I'd gotten at Murfreys here in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Out of the freezer. And I cut corn off the cob, and then I pan-fried that corn. It was so good.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
And then I made an apple cake. I made my mama's apple cake recipe, and that thing was so good. That's what I did for Suzanne's birthday cake. It is unreal. So
okay.
I hadn't made it in a minute, and so it's delicious. So
okay.
Good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how does it, because we talked about it on our Southern Living episode, there was an apple cake in that
yes.
because it was the one that had the jam in the middle too. And we said we wouldn't want the jam.
No.
I'm assuming Weeta's is probably totally different.
It was, yeah, this is a very, very dense cake. And even in Mama's, I have her handwritten recipe for it. And she says like batter will be very, very thick. Mm. After you get it all mixed up together, it is, it's almost, I mean, you could kind of make it into a dough ball if you wanted
wow.
to. Not really, because
okay.
it's mm-hmm. got a lot of vegetable oil in it. But yeah, it's just a really thick, thick batter with a lot of apples and pecans, toasted pecans. And then it's just eggs, sugar, flour, and what else goes in a cake? And vegetable oil. And
okay.
Anyway, but it makes a delicious cake. And then you make this like caramelly icing at the end
yum.
To mm-hmm. go on top. Mm, it's
that
so good.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. That sounds delicious.
So we had a great lunch and a great time. Mm-hmm. And then last night for leftovers, Joey and Ella came over. Steph wasn't feeling great. And we played Mahjong and ate leftovers.
Oh, that's so fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
And Joey won both times.
Wow. Listen, maybe I need to take Mahjong back up. Maybe I need to try again.
So we had a great time.
Okay.
It's so fun to play. And, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, I taught David and Joey and Steph.
Yeah.
And now Joey's smoking us all. So
that's impressive. Mm-hmm. You were a good teacher. Imagine that.
I think I'm actually just not good at Mahjong. I just understand the rules. But
yeah. I don't really understand any of it. Now, I had a thing. I know last week we talked about my running shoes and what
yes.
I needed to do about shoes. But we got in a discussion on the way to the game because we were watching people because you're stuck in traffic. And so you're looking to see what people wear. And I was like, what's the right shoe for men to wear with shorts?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It feels like a problem because, like, I feel like in Texas, boots and jeans, that's great. And I feel like you can do, a sneaker with a dress pant or whatever. But with shorts, like, if you've got on, like, a nice polo and then a pair of shorts, like, what's the right shoe? And I'm really struggling with it. Gully and I ultimately decided that was probably not the right crowd to make a good decision on that. Like we just, mm-hmm. we couldn't see anything. And then we did laugh really hard because I had bought Perry these like Olakai, kind of more of a fashion sneaker that had like some leather trim. And he would wear those with his shorts when we'd go to dinner. And then several weeks ago, he put on just his regular Asics when we went to dinner. And I said, "Where are your other tennis shoes?" And he said, "Well, I wore them while you were gone. And Caroline told me don't ever wear those shoes again."
So this is interesting you bring this up
mm-hmm.
because Alex has said, you know, he's going to Alabama for grad school. And so he's over
yeah.
there a couple of days a week. And he said all the guys there wear flip-flops with their shorts.
Oh, I just hate that.
And which was not what they did at Samford.
Samford, of course not. Of course not.
And so he was like, but it's a whole thing. Like everybody wears flip-flops with shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but he wears sneakers with shorts. Like yeah. David wears sneakers with shorts.
Mm-hmm.
I would say in this neck of the woods, people who aren't wearing flip-flops with their shorts are wearing whatever, just like they're wearing their Hokas or their yeah. Brooks or whatever their preferred sneaker is.
That's, I mean, I agree. Mm-hmm. And I guess, are we doing it with a no-show sock?
No, they're doing it with socks that show.
Socks that show. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Just well, like a low.
Like a low like, sock.
A low sock, yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I was like, it just feels like there's not a good option. And ultimately, I was like, maybe the whole thing is for me. Maybe men shouldn't wear shorts. That's
I will say, David used to do the Olakai thing too. But yeah. now I think sneakers are so comfortable. Like, yeah. you know, he has those Nikes that Cole had that he saw and he was like, I have to have those. And I think now he has like three pairs of them.
Yeah.
And he says they're the most comfortable shoes he's ever owned in his life. And they're good looking.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just like, if you can wear your most comfortable shoes, why yeah. not? You know?
No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was just a thing that I had. Cause I was like, you don't wear a loafer. I don't like a flip flop. I don't like, I saw one guy wearing Birkenstocks with socks. And I was like, that's the wrong answer. You
right.
know?
So, well, I would say a sockless loafer would have been the answer for a while around here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't like that either.
I don't like that either. So mm-hmm. I don't know. Just, I guess like everything, I just like jeans and boots season. Yeah, that's okay. the best. That's, okay. So anyway, but if anybody has any thoughts, I'd love to hear them.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Weigh in, yeah. everyone.
Okay. Well, on that note, is it time for five favorites?
It is time for five favorites, and I'm going to kick us off with one of my favorite things, which is a set. You know, I love a set. I love a set for fall, and I'm super excited about this one that came in this past week from Aerie. This is actually what I tried to get you from your birthday, for your birthday, yes. and we had a little delivery snafu with my local Aerie. But it's this Aerie set, and I got, to absolutely nobody's surprise, I got the color. It's called Autumn Jam. It reads a little burgundy fuchsia.
Love.
It's a Sunday Soft trouser along with the Sunday Soft crew sweater. I will usually give myself one Sunday a month. I'll call it an Airy Sunday, and I will just wear my Airy to church. You know,
at
least one Sunday a month. I need an Airy Sunday, and this is going to be an Airy Sunday ensemble for me. I just
oh,
I think
that's
it's so
good.
Cute. It's super soft, and I cannot wait for it to be cool enough to mm-hmm. enjoy it. So that's my first thing.
It's darling. I would have loved to have gotten this for my birthday. I will probably order it for myself.
Okay.
So
I think you'll like it when you do.
I will.
My second favorite, as you were all imagining it would be, is an ice cream scoop. But here's what I want to tell you, is we have had so many ice cream scoops in this house, and they all end up breaking. They all end up, something happens, the handle breaks, the mechanism breaks, or it's too hard to scoop out the ice cream, or you got to put the ice cream out 30 minutes before mm-hmm. you're going to serve it. So for Father's Day, this was part of what Alex got David. It's the Spring Chef Heavy Duty Metal Ice Cream Scoop.
Oh.
And the handles come in all different colors, which is kind of fun. You know, kind of mm-hmm. makes it easy to find in a drawer.
Yes.
But yesterday I served ice cream with the apple cake for dessert. Mm-hmm. And listen, this thing, we did put the ice cream out for maybe like 5 minutes beforehand.
Okay.
But the top part of this scoop is kind of sharp. And so it enables you to kind of like get down in the ice cream, which makes
good.
It infinitely easier to scoop it out. It's not mm-hmm. just rounded. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the round scoop really doesn't, you have to go in sideways for that
it's
to work.
True. Yeah,
so
that's true.
I just, as I was scooping ice cream, I was like, does everybody notice the ease with which I am scooping this ice cream? It's really, it's fantastic. And so I would just say, if you too have, you know, tried to evaluate certain kitchen utensils that maybe you've had since you were a newlywed, I'm just saying, here's a splurge for you at $9.99. Here's a splurge,
okay.
get you a new ice cream scoop and live it up, because it's
all
really
right.
Delightful.
Listen, I'm adding that to cart as soon mm-hmm. as I decide on a color.
I know. There's so many cute colors. Mm-hmm. I think it's also a great thing to give, like, as part of a wedding gift. You know, if you're given like a basket of goodies or whatever, it'd be a cute thing.
Yeah.
Little gadgets. The third thing is a new to me product. And I don't normally like the Hilara stuff. I know they can overwhelm our social media, but I love these pants. They're the Breezeful high-waisted ruffle wide leg quick dry pants. I think they're so cute and fun for fall. I got them in black. These, just to throw these on a Saturday with a white button down or a denim button down or a sweatshirt. Yeah. I think they're really cute. They're just $34.95. They come in all different colors, and I tried with my whole heart to convince myself that kind of purple color could read maroon, but it can't.
Okay. Too purple.
So I just got black.
Okay.
Anyway, so that is my third
thing. Those are cute.
Aren't they cute?
They're really cute. Those are real cute.
And then my last two things are Lucy themed. Because
of course,
last week that I thought I was going to have a new Foggy Dog item, and I do. Mm-hmm. And it's this Buchanan plaid flannel dog bandana that I have had monogrammed with Lucy on the side.
Yep.
And, you know, Lucy doesn't like a collar, but she feels pretty good about her bandanas. And I think maybe because I've never had a girl, you know, like I've never gotten to really shop in the manner in which I feel like I would be equipped to do for a girl. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm channeling a lot of energy right now with Lucy. You know, like,
that's understandable.
What's going to make her feel the cutest?
Yeah.
And so I've landed on this particular bandana, monogrammed, of course.
It's darling.
And it's so cute.
I'm sitting here wondering if Mabel might need it. You know?
I know. I like that it's fall, but it's bright.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very festive. It's very, I like this one. Now I'm on the website, they have a squirrel. Squirrel.
I almost got the squirrel one. Mm-hmm. I did. It's so cute.
Mabel may want that one because she does love to chase the squirrels when we go on a walk. So,
yes. Okay.
These are darling.
Aren't they so cute?
Mm-hmm. They're really cute.
It's like a whole new world. And then this is also Lucy related because she has started getting up on the furniture, which we're great with, by the way, because that tells us she feels at home.
That's right.
But this Chom Chom, and I don't know why it's called Chom Chom, but this Chom Chom roller, let me tell you something. Yesterday, Lucy spent a huge part of the day on the sofa in the den down by the kitchen.
Yeah.
And she hung out there all day, and she was happy as a clam, but she's a golden, so she's got a lot of fur. This thing, you know, I've had the things, the lint rollers, where it's like adhesive and you have to keep ripping it off. It rolls like it grabs hold of that fabric and it pulls off the dog hair. And then it's got a little button you hit and you open it up and then you just empty it into the trash. It is amazing. And like I've used it because in here a lot of times if she sits on the floor, I get dog hair on the front of the sofa. And so it's so good. And I mean, it would work for any animal, but it's been so great as we've just kind of been getting used to the fact that we have a long haired dog now.
Yeah.
And so I love this thing, and I love that it's not adhesive because it continually, you know, gives us a really good roll and pick
up. I'm ordering that. I am adding that to cart.
Wanted to get this this like peachy orange color, but it has a cat on it. So anyway.
Oh no, you don't want the one with the cat. You don't want the one. I am ordering that because Mabel has short hair, but she's shedding and there's fur all over my pillows. Mm-hmm. So, because she gets on the good pillows, even though she's not supposed to.
I know, you know, and you're not going to tell them.
What am I going to tell her? No.
So anyway, it's great. It's been a huge help. And this morning I was even talking to myself about how much I love it when I was rolling the sofa down by the kitchen. So, which, you know, again, memory flakes, you know.
Those are great favorites. I feel like, listen, we found some great things. I love the dog adjacent things because I just feel like that's where we are. You know what I mean? Like,
well, and I love a dog adjacent thing that doesn't involve me getting a new vacuum. You know, yes. There's some things, some sort of practical everyday things for dogs, like that harness from a couple of weeks ago, where it's like, okay, that very much makes my life easier, but mm-hmm. it's not a high dollar item at all.
Yeah.
And so, but anyway, this little Chom Chom situation, it's legit. So,
okay. I just ordered it, and I'm going to tell you that Amazon tried to ask me if I wanted to wait until Thursday's delivery. And I was like, no, I would like it tomorrow. I want it.
Thank you.
I didn't know this even existed, but now I need it tomorrow.
But now it's urgent, you see.
Yes, immediately. So, okay, well, this is great. Listen, pet hair, ice cream scoops, cute bandanas. What more could we want?
What more? What more, possibly?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, we'll be back next week. Mississippi State goes to Minnesota to play football, which I feel like will be refreshing.
Oh, I feel like they're going to have some pep in their step.
I mean, don't you think?
Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. 70-degree weather.
What a time. What a time. Meanwhile, we've got Arizona State coming to Kyle Field at 11 a.m. It's going to be sheer misery.
But that should be a good game.
It should be a good game. I will not be there for it. I will be home on my couch. And for that, I am grateful.
Yes. So. Okay. Well, y'all, we'll talk to you later. Thanks for being here.
All right. Bye, everybody.